The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on!
We ran him the whole third, and I'm saying, all right, do I keep him in to get two more points? If we win this game, you know, so we keep him in, and he finally gets the record. I was relieved to get the win, and I was relieved for him to get the record tonight. 2,000-plus points, 1,000-plus rebounds, 500-plus assists. It's just remarkable what he's done.
Michael Malone, as the Nuggets clinch a playoff spot, and Nikola Jokic makes history. Chad Anderson for Stink today. And Chad, you're a big NBA fan. I'm a huge NBA fan. Been a huge NBA fan since the 80s. And I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the idea that Nikola Jokic has gone out and done something that nobody in the history of this game has ever done. And this isn't some insignificant, oh, wow, that's the first time that's ever happened. That's cool, but, you know, whoop-de-doo. This is 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, 500 assists. Nobody's ever done it. You think about all the triple-double machine players out there over the years, going as far back as Oscar Robertson to Magic Johnson to, Russell Westbrook, Larry Bird, all these guys that were very adept at scoring, rebounding, and passing. Nobody's ever done it until Joker.
Yeah, the more I think about it, I assess James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, those guys. They were never going to have enough rebounds to do it. So I think Wilt Chamberlain and Oscar Robertson are probably the only guys that even had a chance.
Yeah, I left Wilt out.
Yep. To ever accomplish this, and they didn't get it. They didn't do it. Joker did. And remember, he didn't play all 81 games to this point. He's not playing all 82. He missed five games in one stretch. He missed a game with a suspension, right? So this is something that he could potentially do again.
Yep.
And again, and be a one-man club who has done it repeatedly. It's sick. It's crazy what he's done this season.
Next on the Morning Bro.
Lawrence feeling the pressure from Miller. Slinging it, and it is picked. Intercepted by Jackson.
CBS there with a highlight. Kareem Jackson is back on a one-year deal that will pay him about $5 million. He's back for a fourth year with the Broncos. Been a lot of debate about, do you say, thank you very much, Kareem, for the service, but it's time to move on and really commit to a young player like Caden Stearns? Or is this just too good, too team-friendly of a deal to not bring him back?
It's what we talked about earlier in the week. 1 year is great. It's fine. He can still play. He is an important piece of the room, I think, the locker room and the leadership on the defense. The difference with bringing Kareem Jackson back as opposed to Von Miller back, it's not just the money and the length of the contract, but he doesn't cast the same shadow. He can have an influence on, we've had a successful defense here before, and I was part of the leadership of that defense, but it's not the same as someone who won a Super Bowl MVP and was the face of the franchise.
Next on the Morning Brew.
And Fred, shot, rebound, score! Denver wins it! Denver wins it! They're going to the national championship game!
Chase Stickney, my man, with the call. As the DU Pioneers beating top overall seed Michigan in the Frozen Four to advance to the championship game tomorrow night against Minnesota State, where they will be going for their ninth all-time national championship, which would tie them, ironically enough, with Michigan.
They dominated early. They were controlling the puck. They weren't allowing Michigan to get shots off. And they controlled a large part of the game early. It was tied late. They made the play when it counted. Michigan made a mistake. They capitalized on it. This is fun. It's fun when you have a team playing for those high stakes. And it's always fun when anybody beats Michigan.
And a glimpse of what makes playoff hockey so great when they go to overtime. It is, get ready for it. With the NHL playoffs, the Avs, there's nothing like playoff overtime hockey. And I'll put this in that same category, playoff hockey, overtime, where every single time the puck's in your team's zone, you like literally feels like you hold your breath until it comes out of the zone. And then you can exhale a little bit. And what a feeling. Congratulations to the Pios. They go for the national title tomorrow night. Next on the Morning Brew.
Turning a little bit right to left. Oh, my gosh.
You want your Tiger highlight? There you have it. What an approach. On the most difficult hole at Augusta National, Tiger will have a great look for his first birdie.
6-7 for Tiger.
Amazing cut to get on the proper level.
Oh, Tiger almost made it. What a shot from Tiger.
What do you say? What do you say? This guy goes out after having not played, after having a wreck, a car crash, subsequent surgeries that, you know, questions about whether or not he'd ever really be able to walk again. And the guy goes out there and shoots a 71 at the Masters. Are you kidding me?
They had to reattach his right foot. Let me say that again. They had to reattach his right foot. The officer on the scene said he was lucky to be alive, that he didn't think he should have survived it. And this is on top of the previous broken leg surgeries, the back surgeries, the swing change. It's 25 years after the 1997 Masters. He's the same age that Jack was when he won his sixth, as Tiger goes for his sixth. I don't think he can win, but to have him own Augusta National and the spotlight and play like that one more time, one day on this stage, it was absolutely incredible.
But the thing is that with the wind expected to pick up in the afternoon, and you look at where the cut line will probably be, which is probably around what? Probably +3, +4 maybe for the cut.
I don't know if it'll get to 4, but it is supposed to be really windy this afternoon.
Let's say +3. He's sitting right there at -1. The guy could probably shoot a, you know, 2-3 over par, 73, 74, 75, and still make the cut. He will be going out this afternoon, which that's when the wind is supposed to pick up. So
I think if you bet him to make the cut, you have to like your chances. The challenge today is the guys like M and Dustin Johnson and Cameron Smith going out early before the wind picks up could really post a number, and those guys could get to 9, 10 under par, and then everybody playing this afternoon is going to have a much tougher track. So it's going to be challenging to be near the top of the leaderboard.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.